here at the World Pork Expo. I'm speaking with Dr. Laura Greiner, and she just made a presentation here at the Women in Agriculture Seminar. Laura, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you talked to the women here at the seminar here at the World Pork Expo?
Sure. What I visited with the women about was the value of commercial research. I direct research for two different groups involved in nutrition and health management. And I wanted to demonstrate to them the different types of research facilities that are there and how we can conduct the research, as well as I wanted to cover some of the value of why we do what we do.
The theme of this was women in agriculture, and you, besides doing research, you said you have interns, and you're seeing an increase in the number of women interns, I understand.
Yes, certainly, and that seems to be the predominant trend even in the universities that I visit with. Mm-hmm. Women are becoming more interested, and they need the positive role models, and I think they also need an example of what to do when they finish their degrees and what options there are available to them.
Well, I think that's really important. Now, you also talked about a little bit some of the research work you've done for Novus International. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do a lot of work with Novus. We've been focusing on their organic mineral program called Mintrex, as well as their organic acid package. And what we're finding is that the organic acids in the lactation diets will improve the sow performance. And the organic trace mineral package called Mintrex does a wonderful job as far as improving sow performance, improving total born, and possibly reducing the lameness that we have to call our sows for.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of your research you talked about involved the feed and measuring the feed and the efficiency of the feed, mm-hmm. especially with sows. And with the pork industry, the hog industry, the way it is right now, and nobody's really happy with it. How is some of the research you're doing helping producers get more bang for their buck, I guess?
Sure. Well, one of the examples we demonstrated was the DDGs. A lot of producers are afraid to feed DDGs in the sow diets. Certainly, if I can feed that 30% level and have a good source to deal with, I can save, $40 to $50 a ton when corn prices are $7 as they were last year. Some of the other value is a little bit more hidden, but certainly if I can get a half of a pound heavier pig at weaning, I can cut that wean-to-market rate from about 5 days. So significant savings that we can provide those producers just on making a few small changes in our diets.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Laura Greiner here at the Women in Agriculture Seminar at World Pork Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.